Erica Lorraine Spencer here. This is the POC, Pattern of Conduct, the ongoing real-time documentation of what is the criminal pattern of conduct of federal stalking in violation of 18 U.S.C. sections 2261A subsection 1 and subsection 2. This is the pattern of conduct underway by a public entity that is the state of California that is engaging in federal stalking in concert with the people of the state of California. So this is group conduct. And this is the practicing of what are the criminal elements of monitoring amongst what is the demon possessed. And so this is what is documentation of terrorism as it is underway by a public entity in concert with the people of the state who are in the shoes of the government as this criminal system is in ceaseless operation. And as the state engages in this demented group conduct, this is revealing how the public entity that is the state of California, that is in the United States of America, how terrorism of an American citizen plays out, what that looks like, how that is facilitated amongst a people, amongst a government, how it is public corruption in plain sight, and not only that, how you formulate policy and how you prosecute that which is demonic conduct, it's demonic activity, but that which is in no way impervious to prosecution in federal court, and being subject to ratification into federal policy. This is the POC. All right, it is Monday, November 22nd, 2021. It's 8:32 a.m. and I captured the video of the fake sun over me at the Ontario Village Shopping Center. And now it is right here in front of me as I captured an image over what is the Center Ice Arena off of transit. That is the state's fake sun. That's amplification of train activity. While this third party Express Trucking LLC is monitoring with Amazon Prime. This is intentional presence under the fake sun and in the parking lot, the state molesting with directed light while demons are surrounding at Ultra Personnel, license 8HUP139. And you hear the audible activity of Union Pacific. Highway Express Trucking LLC, license plate YP04250. Looks like California 562515, MC1093698, US.339-8953. And this is identification of the third party Amazon Prime, which is not coincidentally in relevant position. This is entirely how the group stalkers, the demonic entity, the public entity itself, engages in what is stalking conduct, especially upon your awareness of what the entity is doing. So, for example, my identification of Amazon Prime as a commercial actor, the entity engages in such conduct of the criminal system by using, that is, commercial actors that are identifying that brand. This is intentional presence under any circumstances, but I'm just letting you know this is also how the demons act. This is Amazon Prime nonetheless, and I will document them. This is the license plate of this Amazon Prime trailer, which is the identification of this third party that is stalking under the fake sun and in directed light and in amplified audible activity. TM7692, this is an Idaho license plate. And this is parked right here at the Center Ice Arena, and this commercial actor is monitoring, and there is absolutely no form. It is currently 8:34 a.m., and that picture that you're looking at is the identification of a third party in a commercial vehicle, all right, stalking in concert with the government under what is the state's fake sun that is over what is the Center Ice Arena. That's what I'm showing you. And then you're looking at who's in relevant position. And that's exactly what I just documented. 8LQT966, 7VAZ118. And as you'll recall, yesterday at 9 a.m., where the state's fake sun is directly over the vehicle at the venue of 630 North Fern in Ontario, the state is keeping its fake sun. And this is at 9 a.m. I'm showing you this. How is the state's fake sun? Or I'm sorry, because we already know that this is the fake sun, but just for funsies, how about this analysis? How, if that was the actual sun, what sort of migration is the actual sun going to make to be visible over what is 630 North Fern, such that it would be aiming direct sunlight inside of the passenger side, over through the roof, through the little vents inside, very precise aiming of what's supposed to be sunlight over that street, over that location right in front of 630 North Fern, 8UZH182. How would that ever be occurring? And it's not, because I've already shown you what is the documentation of this, which is not the sun, which is going to remain over here at B&G Plaza, over the logo, over the buildings, replete with what is directed light, that which is not sunlight, okay? This is how you know what HL Trucking LLC is engaging in Amazon Prime, and there is no form, including the entirety of the B&G Plaza. 5XUZ610, 8WTV893, 8MAF571,
and stalking with Highway Express LLC, sitting in their vehicle while I take that picture, but I was focusing on the commercial actor, this bald-headed group stalker with his commercial his communication device under the fake sun, and amplified audible activity is 7WTG913. 8GYU826, Ultra personnel crosses path by entering inside of their venue through the back door. She's crossing path in doing so. 7CAX296, 8FEK468, 7VOS809, 8P12439, 8RWB549, 8EZT189, and as I pointed out also in my video, which you could also reasonably conclude by paying attention to my video documentation, all of which is posted on YouTube, my video documentation alone, not my podcast. But you have what is the end, not my pictures, the images, which is the full picture of what you are understanding, which is the state that's engaging in this POC. But nonetheless, the videos itself, that is picture enough, okay? But I have even more with my pictures and with my podcast documentation. So anyway, the state's fake sun is I'm capturing it at after 8 a.m. in the morning, and I'm pointing out the obvious, and this is just the latest because it's beyond 3 p.m. I have already documented the state keeping its fake sun over the venue of the Stater Brothers even before the time that I captured it this morning, and well after. This is at the latter part of the day where the state is engaging in that pattern of acting like its sun is setting. That's not the actual sun. The state is changing the color such that it looks like a setting sun, while the light itself, that light object itself that is not the sun, remains visible in that sky space in alignment to wherever I am. And if that is at the Stater Brothers inside of the Ontario Village Center, that is where it is. And the state is aiming its direct light on the same exact venue while acting as though, and by acting I mean changing the color of its fake sun, lowering the elevation of it, and keeping it in that same alignment with me while aiming light onto the same exact location. And this is that same venue that I captured it this morning at 8:17 in the morning, approximately around this time. And as of late, and not only that, the state engaged in aiming directed light into the depths of that Stater Brothers. There is no question with regard to what the state is doing at the Ontario Village Shopping Center. There's no question, period. But let's just hone in on Stater Brothers, where I'm documenting this morning again. You have what is the state placing a patch of directed light above all of those demons inside of that grocery store. That is direct evidence. Let me be clear. Any targeted individual documenting, suspecting the pattern of conduct, they're being monitored by a government and is showing what is directed light. That is the direct evidence. The state is engaging in that conduct with light because they are under the demonic possession. This is that demonic system in operation, and where the government is monitoring you. And directed light is direct evidence of that criminal system. This is terrorism in concert with the people of the state. The government is not doing it by itself. In other words, all those demons that are around you, where you're looking at and documenting that directed light, are monitoring, okay, with communication devices. And this is the same venue after 3 p.m. that had that directed light, and no position of the state's fake sun or its setting fake sun is going to engage or result in that whatsoever, period. Meaning, the directed light that I've shown you where the state is acting like the sun is setting, this is the state engaging in form and engaging in obsessive stalking that is absolute asininity, illogical, unnatural. But you're talking about that which is just light just appearing, okay? Just above the register, blatantly admitting that they are all demon-possessed psychopaths. That's exactly what that documentation is speaking to. And it's not just Stater Brothers, by the way, calling itself a family market. It's not just Stater Brothers. This is a demonic system. And that video of what is Garda World in the parking lot as I exit that venue under what is the fake sun at around 3:08 p.m. This is the same venue, and I'm catching it at 8:17 in the morning. That same exact parking lot, that same exact grocery store, okay? That was POC. And that is the state's fake sun over B&G Plaza after capturing that over Stater Brothers, which is west of B&G Plaza, 8TST480. And that is all before what is supposed to be the sun that I'm capturing directly over the venue of 630 North Fern, where the state is also aiming light inside of that vehicle, directed light inside of that vehicle. Concentrated light, by the way, that's what that is, where I'm showing you it's aiming it through the vent. That's the state's concentrated light. 6LKC439, that's the state's concentrated light that it is aiming, for example, inside of the peephole of the hotel room at the Ramada in Ontario, where the state was magnifying the magnifying light through the peephole at that hotel room, at that venue. And it was so concentrated that light through the peephole that was being aimed appeared on a lamp inside of the room. That's what the state was aiming inside of the vent on the top of that car. It's a concentrated light. All right, that's a pattern. And that's what the stalker was doing at 630 North Fern. And there is no vantage point that the sun is actually going to migrate to be directly over that house, where you're looking at where it's starting, first of all, and where demons such as HLGV799 patrolling, crossing paths, stalking, 6WBS025, 7XDJ263 patrolling, directed light beside them, they're psychopaths. They're demon-possessed stalkers. And this is why you have directed light showing up on the ground while they're creeping by. Okay, these are creatures out of the pit of hell operating over people in the natural, okay? These are demons, though, and this is the criminal conduct that they're engaging in, obsessive stalking conduct in an entirely unnatural environment. 6SWW719, and that same demon possession operating over one that just happens to be driving a commercial vehicle, including Omnitrans right now at 8:41 p.m., driving Route 61 going westbound, and the commercial driver of what is Highway Express LLC. Under the fake sun that's over Center Ice Arena, which is in no way coexisting with somehow being visible over, that's directly over, as I showed you in the image, 630 North Fern, as I'm sitting in the car and I'm able to capture it as I aim my camera up and the state is aiming its concentrated light through that vehicle, molesting, in other words. That's POC, and that is deliberate presence by Amazon Prime and Highway Express LLC, a stalker. All right, stalking commercially on behalf of the government and in concert with the government while the state is hovering over Center Ice Arena and airplanes. And these demons are lined up at Clinica Medica, California, monitoring with communication devices. All right, license plate 7JEB775-96522N2, 8ZZH844-004991N1, 5WNL058, 7VZD597, 7KPP556, 8FAM788. 8FWK275, 7JAJ166, 7YXJ500, 6XYY407, and stalking with light, 7MXM432. On the cameras of the Shiro's Liquor at 8:43 a.m. POC. 6JQY372, and I don't know if I read 5ZNU903, Omnitrans license 1545685. And it is currently 8:48 a.m. And this is upon exit of the Shiro's Liquor, where I did complete a purchase right now. Omnitrans is in relevant position monitoring of the same exact fake sun. This is POC in directed light, which I'm also going to show you while Omnitrans is stalking in the path, creating light activity. All right, you hear that door closure? 6JQY372 is a demon. And those two doors you hear closing, they're occurring at the same time that I just took two pictures. One of Metrolink, he closes his door. That's a demon that's stalking. He's also under the fake sun. This is also letting you know what he's doing. And I take a picture of what is the fake sun, and he closes his door again. That's simultaneity. That's what you're listening to. That's a demon that is stalking. Okay, let alone the fact I've shown you what is the environment. That is the demonic behavioral pattern. Those are psychopaths that surround, monitoring both in a commercial means, Omnitrans, and monitoring in his own raggedy scion, okay? A demon that is stalking at a store, okay? Maintaining presence, going in to make a purchase, okay? That's their form for being in the path, tracking my steps. And that's all that you are doing under the fake sun. This is the identification of that state system, okay? It's 8:49 a.m., that's POC. 8CGS572, PSA1506, 3772-9K1, 8JXH442, Kinder Morgan, license plate 93171R1, monitoring American citizens, 8R51376, 7S, can't really see that one, 7AIM072, 8TTC687, 8UQR239, 8UMC573, 6PUV917, 6F48012, 6UTW216, 6Y50966. All right, and these are the same psychopaths, just like you see it inside of the Carl's Jr. That was the most vivid and latest example of demonic activity. What is directed light, as I have termed it, that is engineered light, that is impossible light activity. It is speaking to my presence. This is the ongoing stalking with light, that which the state molests with, and this is what is covering while they are crossing paths simultaneously. They were stalking while I was in the Carl's Jr. They were monitoring while I was in the Carl's Jr. They knew exactly where I was at, sitting inside of that Carl's Jr. That's exactly what they're doing here. They have the same exact knowledge here, the same exact concerted conduct and practicing of demonic activity, including Frontier Communications, 8X34020. 8AQF620, I believe. It is 8:51 a.m. That's Unistar Foods Incorporated. Looks like Pomona, California, 1-800-2-UNISTAR, UNISTAR. Crossing path at Pomona, crossing path at Plum and Holt Boulevard at 8:51 a.m. All right, engaged in surveillance, and you're looking at what is the fake sun at 8:53 a.m. right in front of me while this fat face is stalking, monitoring on a communication device, 7F66007. That is the ominous stalking by the entity, by the way. And what is fulfilling, what is the at nightfall use of their, not necessarily at nightfall, but stalking with the ominous stalking as I have described it, because this is what they do corporately. Everywhere you go, lining the path, stalking with light, methods of light, using their hazard lights or using their headlights. The fake sun is right over the parking lot, right over me, okay? So that's what is the satisfaction. It's that same conduct. The same molestation is being achieved. The same stalking in the path is being achieved. And you're looking at what is surveillance as the people engage in it, and I'm documenting that. License 7XDJ643. And again, he's not acting by himself. I'm just showing you what is that ongoing environment and what the people are doing, which is stalking. And that's exactly how you have what is directed light appearing inside of the Carl's Jr., inexplicably, that's demonic, and that's a demon-possessed stalker. That is a psychopath that's listening to every word, even listening to my bodily functions. This is a demon-possessed stalker, okay? And engaging in monitoring on behalf of a government. That's the reality. This is the criminal system that the demon-possessed are engaging in the state of California. And that's what I took a picture of. You're looking at the fake sun right over while he is stalking in the path. 7YMF052. That's POC. 5POH083, directed light moving across the street while that demon drives by, and the one I showed you in the image is stalking behind, monitoring together. Okay, all right, driving by, driving through in the parking lot, monitoring together. They're keeping directed light across the buildings of the BNG Plaza. They're demons surrounding with light, stalking all around. They are cockroaches moving all around in engineered light. They're in their element. This is absolutely demonic. All right, this is called terrorism. It's 8:55 a.m. GXX901, United States Postal Service, vehicle 7531648. That demon has direct light along the passenger side facing me, okay, toward me. That's the government, United States Postal Service, 6N41867. Let me see, 6GAN620, 7GBW417, 7ZGK517, 58007X2, 8LHT620, 819650. 7AQK894. Omnitrans bus 1362 is loitering in relevant position. 7CNA335. 8FYR372. All right, so let me give you a breakdown. They are patrolling around. They're stalking in the path. Ultra personnel, for example, is stalking inside of that venue. Under a fake sun, they're stalking in the path. They're vicariously present in the state's environment, monitoring with communication devices. And this is why, this is the concerted conduct. While Omnitrans is stalking in the path at Lemon and Holt, headed westbound at 8:57 a.m., creating light activity. Demons are driving by, such as Doritos, 72268E3, with directed light across the ground, just like United States Postal Service. The demon in the license plate behind me, where the state is keeping its fake son over me with license plate 7F66007 are all monitoring together. That's that stationary presence and the ongoing presence of what is directed light while they are patrolling around. They're doing the same thing in the parking lot of the BNG Plaza. As they are driving around, directed light moving all across the storefronts. All they're doing is stalking, maintaining light. They're absolute psychopaths. And that's the system in operation. That's what they're doing all together. Okay, license 8DQT685. Omnitrans, bus number 1362 at 8:58 a.m. leaving from Limited Hall. Ontario Police Department, vehicle number 10004 going westbound at 8:58 a.m. Under the same fake sun and the same directed light, the same demonstration of demon possession, and they are stalking, okay? License plate. APUK980-6ZBW197. 6Z676X2, I believe. Can I see it that clearly? Six ZJP 901. It's 8:58 a.m. License plate 8VYR589, 8BOY825. 71471 handicap 5WXV427 I believe. DS840 handicap 8RAF694. City of Ontario at Plum and Holt on the traffic cameras right now at 8:59 a.m. headed southbound at the intersection. Stalking at a traffic light, proceeding south on Plum. These demons in this commercial vehicle, I don't see any. The Inland Group Kenworth, or at least those are the brake pads on their on that large truck, but I can't see any logo on that truck. License BH1347, 8UPH292, 8WZN622, 8FGC649, 5YRM481, BT92, 5Y1. It is 8:59 a.m. All right, I took another image of what is the fake sun that is over B&G Plaza right behind the bus stop where I'm sitting. And I just want to be clear, that is not possible to be visibly seen if I were standing in front of 630 North Fern. It's only possible as the state is dragging a light source to remain over my head. All right, but that's not the sun that I'm clearly capturing while I'm inside of the vehicle that is parked right in front of 630 North Fern. All right, which is northwest of this location at this time, and the state kept that fake sun there while I remained there well after I captured the other picture where you're looking at stationary presence, I think up until 9:34 a.m. and then we move, and I'm showing you what is the state keeping its fake sun over the vehicle. All right, that's POC, and it is currently 9:01 a.m. and that's where the state's fake sun is, and that is the ongoing indication establishing that which is already established, that which is on a ceaseless basis, going to the ongoing prosecution of the entity, the people. 4WPV236 is a part of the same ongoing crime, criminal act, molestation by 5SBX731, 8NMS812, the City of Ontario, license 8RYL279, City of Ontario, using a dumpster truck. That demon has directed light in the shade, 1606895, that's a municipality, demon possession, 288-79F1. All right, people in those positions of government, this is what this is revealing, engaging in terrorizing and stalking, and engaging in federal stalking, monitoring. 06322X1, and that's a municipality, and I've heavily documented the municipalities engaging in this conduct, by the way. All right, that's speaking to the government. That was the Upland City Hall. Yeah, that was the Ontario City Hall. That's a venue where the state's fake sun is captured heavily. They're all monitoring, and they are demon-possessed. All right, it is currently 9:02 a.m., and that was directed light spreading across the asphalt toward me. This is hostility by demons that are stalking with the government under a fake sun that is not possibly over, mutually over, what would be west of me. It's clearly not west of me. It's right here south. It's south, right behind me in the parking lot where UPS is stalking. All right, license plate, 8ERE983. All right, and those are black-faced third-party group stalkers, demon-possessed ones. This has nothing to do with race. 11178U2. All right, direct the light on the asphalt behind UPS, and what you'll see is the fake sun while UPS is stalking in the path. All right, and you're going to prosecute for what is the intention to engage in terrorism and sexual violence as a commercial actor, as a company. UPS heavily documented engaging in such conduct, engaging in specific acts of essentially trying to attack me with directed light, because you literally see what is directed light that's coming from nowhere. This is the same directed light that I showed you yesterday inside of Carl's Jr. It is on the ground and it is reaching toward me while a demon-possessed stalker driving a UPS vehicle under the fake sun is driving past. 8GJS176. Now that is demonic activity. That is hostility. That is a terrorizing threat. And that is by a demon-possessed stalker driving a commercial vehicle representing the people of the state, acting in concert with the government. That UPS is in relevant position under the fake sun, which you'll see in my picture that I took at 9:02 a.m. 6LGJ264. R&R Dairy, 11602 into 76772G1. Seven LJF139, 92710U2. That's IGC. Korea Express, 31971W2. G&G Espinoza, 4HK6956. All of them terrorists and stalkers. Directed light, just lines of directed light on the asphalt while they're crossing path under the fake sun. All right, and this is the ongoing consistent POC. 8KQG446. 888-11X1 MONSKID 7U64831. 5EXA739, 7HVK620, 1599324, that's the Ontario Fire. It's 9:04 a.m. D&E Carpet Cleaning, 7Z58240. 8JOZ525. 6CUE325. 7HZB767. Cintas is crossing path. I can't see their list. Wait. Cintas, C-I-N-T-A-S. Heavily documented engaging in what is commercial stalking on behalf of a government. Monitoring American citizens. License plate. I can't really see that one. It is currently, though, 9:05 a.m. This is POC. All right, Omnitrans. License 1545-811. Bus 2351 at 9:09 a.m. Light activity, relevant positioning, and directed light on the asphalt, on the sidewalk, right? This is a terrorizing threat while they are crossing a path. Creating light activity, this is a terrorizing threat. They're under the fake sun. This is POC, and there's no form for this demon operating commercial vehicle. This is also criminal facilitation with the people of the state and the government that Omnitrans is doing, and that's just Omnitrans. That's the analysis for every third party, okay? It is 9:10 a.m. It's POC. Engines over B&G Plaza. All right, it is currently 9:30 a.m. That's called audible activity. Seven TJT545. 8KGV370. specific? APAN 637 ATHJ 652 Freedom Forever. 8VZD 379 8XCA 418 8WLC 566 Ontario Refrigeration 4912D3 I believe. I can't really see that one that clearly. Omnitrans license 1404974 can't really see that license plate. This is bus number 1330. Directed light on the sidewalk while they cross paths and open and close their door. Minions walking by. They're all monitoring together. It's POC. 9:31 a.m. That's Omnitrans going eastbound. 4SY6675. That's a large truck. This is AutoZone. 0977137. Crossing path in a commercial vehicle. UVS 417 8TQS 271 8NST 827 7X 53880 7PYU 085 8YG 7978 Washington 6SIT 780 8XEV 160 8PTJ 898 8RDL 396 8KXR 355 9F 64281 That's GNN Trucking. Can't see that paper plate on that little Colt. A DHG on a green, olive green BMW. License 8HJR 428 AC56M91, that's a paper plate on a Chevy Transverse. And the images that I took, these are demon-possessed stalkers without license plates stalking at the bus stop, and particularly the male with the black hat on, blue jeans, black long-sleeve shirt. He's a demon that's pacing. He walks to the top, to the tip of the sidewalk, walks back and forth. He's pacing back and forth. He's monitoring under the fake sun. This is surveillance while they're engaging it in surveillance on foot under the same exact facts. This is what they're doing while they're sitting in their cars engaging in surveillance, maintaining stationary presence. It is currently 9:35 a.m., by the way. 8BEC 496 7FBB 845 8LNJ070, 7PTM076, 27041Y2, just in time rebar. 8XQH006, Ontario Police Crossing Path, going westbound on Holt Boulevard. That looks like vehicle number 1889. Group stalking, and they're on the traffic cameras at Plum and Holt. Stalking at a stoplight. License plate 6XUY060. 8X93212. XML146. 7MBY042, 7U32966, 8MQ, I can't really see that one, 91369W2, 7L78, or I can't really see that one. 8RFW453, 442HUT, 7YJC207, 8W98528, 8DFZ485, City of Ontario, and another dumpster truck, 1554720, I believe. 8FAF421. 7S5335, I believe. So I'm gonna pull it out. 8NXE935. 1463121. 548NY handicap. 8JHC257. 7SOM074. Ontario Fire Department. Coming from State Facilitating. Oh no, that's not Ontario Fire. This is coming from Sultana. This is it says paramedic. It does say San Bernardino Fire on the side of it. It's like a van-like vehicle. It looks different from the AMR vehicles. That is a state actor, though. It says Fire Department on the side of it. 8511083 or 0B3. It's 9:41 a.m. Five ERB 373. Five BWY 594. Eight TBP 681. Six YTS 217. 5U75386, but I can't really see that one. 8Y52007, 6JQY372, that demon is returning to BNG Plaza. 7UTR484, 14401H3, 8MGB550, 7XGX129. 7 activity. That's not taking off from Ontario Airport, okay? This is stalking by the state in planes. It's audible activity while demons are surrounding, stalking at the bus stop, around me, and in the parking lot under the fake sun. Creating light activity with their vehicle while the state is flying over, 5NOR830. And that is Alaska Airlines. Alaska Airlines hovering over BNG Plaza under the fake sun. It is 8LVA466. 8RWB549. 7FXD709. 8VO1613. 7H744483. And it's 9:43 a.m. and I show you what I just took a picture of what is the fake sun remaining over here where I'm at, the BNG Plaza. 8GNX868. And while Alaska Airlines is creating audible activity stalking in the path via an airplane, that's terrorism, the provision of instrumentalities to engage in this stalking conduct on behalf of the government. 8NQW223 in the state's environment. For which there is no form. They are hovering. That's not taking off from the airport. That is intentional activity creation. And I'm also showing you what is that ongoing pattern of being present where the state's fake sun also happens to be and where the state's directed light also happens to be. That's Alaska Airlines engaging in the POC. 5BGD014. And that happens to be over me. Okay. License plate. 8GQW721, 8FGB449, 6BDT340, 8TWG168, 539-54Y2, 8E77959, 8GFT285, 376, I can't see the rest of them, BX285 handicap, 32068S2. LJF489. 8CVL684. 8WHB106, monitoring as I document him engaging in federal stalking. Omnitrans going eastbound, bus number 1363. This is at 9:45 in the morning. 6KUS860, 6YHV938, 8YZZ455. BirdTech is crossing path again, going eastbound on Holt Boulevard. 54190L1, 8FEN770. BirdTech, license plate, 69975H1, truck 1795, 8MLT387, 7JFN334, 7CKL800.
6PXX429-7RCD356. ACKA888-7ATG762-8522OJ1-90352G2-7RAU981-7WKR907. YAY878, I can't really see that one. Cool. 7RVZ356. License plate 54190L1 8XAJ427. Seven VPV745, 8JSV935. It is 9:47 AM. Demon gets off of the bench at the bus stop, stands out the curb where I am to get in alignment. Going back to the chair is a crossing path on foot. 8KUE884 crossing path in a car. 8TZJ221. 8J30989, I believe. Can't really see that one though. 8U98513. Express Freight 89171S1. Penske is on that truck, but that's what the front of the truck says. And they're touching with directed light. 8MUK402. 5NTD893. 8HJR428. Seven SYF904. 6VIM106. 5JMV489. And again, what is your focus? You're looking at what is the environment that is accompanying, what is intentional presence in that deliberately maintained environment. And this placement, the stationary presence of the state's fake sun over BNG Plaza, is impossible to coexist. In other words, that's clearly not the sun, and this is the state engaging in stalking with an environment, which is terrorism, stalking by a people, the demon possessed, that are the people of the state, that are all monitoring with communication devices. And this is clearly the state's fake sun that I'm capturing 24 hours ago while I'm on Foothill Boulevard in the city of Upland. And the state's fake sun is over Carl's Jr. And I'm showing you what is directed light in the shade. And then I show you what is the state's directed light inside of that venue. This is intentional presence as I'm documenting third parties in commercial vehicles such as Omnitrans, such as FedEx, Burtec, UPS, Alaska Airlines. All right, there is no form, and this is stalking and terrorism. 7NWT462, all of them touching while they want to stalk. 8UEN760, 5RIB358.
All right, and directed light while Omnitrans is stopping and those minions get on that venue. It's POC. Covenant Transport, directed light. That Covenant Transport is a large truck. AKSR 788-38284J3. BZF031. And there is no mistake about what was the position of the state's fake sign yesterday, as I showed you what was that light object through the vents in the car. The state's fake sign was directly over me in Upland. 30908. I'm sorry. You can scratch that. I can't see that one. 7ZAJ668, I believe. And you have what is the remaining of that light source. And then I show you as I exit after remaining at Carl's Jr., where the state was engaging in terrorism, and the same exact entity knew exactly where I was inside of that restaurant. That is speaking to the presence of directed light, by the way. Understand and documenting what is necessarily known while you're engaging in that POC. They are indeed engaging in intentional presence, stalking on behalf of a government, practicing demonic activity, and monitoring on communication devices. All right, knowing exactly where I am. You're not just sitting at a bus stop, you're stalking. With knowledge that you're being documented, 8YTA-345-7MOU-997, 8W98528, 8UDV300, 6YKJ386, and the same goes for Alaska Airlines that's flying over the venue, okay? Under a fake sun, 6WYL488, the state engaging in terrorism, creating massive shade, all right? And I don't want to say shade, but light activity, as though the plane flying over its fake sun is going to create shade while it's flying over. All right, that's demonic. And that's an act of terrorism as I'm documenting it. It is, by the way, 9:53 a.m. License plate, 7S94048, I believe. That's Union Pacific intentionally creating activity in that environment. 6SRK514. 8BYZ409. 8DFA937. 5HBV590. 8XDC283. 8LZE800, 7CIW280, that's OPARC, O-P-A-R-C. The demon that stalks in the city of Fontana, as I showed you under the fake sun, that was at that time over the venue, this was in the morning as well, okay? This is POC. It is 9:54 a.m. BE45M50 paper 402-00A2 5U24596. License 6F71771. This is mission. They're on a stalking mission right now. Let me give you the license plate of this commercial actor monitoring. 6L40676, US.12615. Mission linen and uniform service. License 7EME231. 12619V1. 6MQX624. 8WRT008. Covenant Transport, engaging in terrorism, directed light on the asphalt while they're crossing paths, while they're stalking, engaging in that additional act of terrorism. License plates, 8VJA458, or 548, excuse me, 7883, 7B83887, 6POE706, 8A34417, 5N311, I'm sorry, 583, oh, you could scratch that one, I can't see that. 7BFA298. So let me show you the State's Fixed Sun that's now over Andy's Burgers as I move. No longer stationary over the B&G Plaza right behind me where Alaska Airlines is hovering over the plaza. Everything is targeted with regard to their location, including the audible activity. All right. Let me show you this. And that is how you are identifying stalking in the path and doing so at Andy's Burgers through the drive-thru 48957J3. The maintenance of that environment is that ongoing evidence of that, revealing whether the demon possessed, revealed as the psychopath stalkers that they are, 8NRE572, stalking in a parking lot, using their reverse lights, pulling out of the parking space that they were stalking in, creating light in the path in doing so. Yeah, 8NRE572. TSG866. I am now on traffic cameras. I'm walking on the crosswalk, walking north on Plum. 7AOX381, Omnitrans bus 1269, loitering in relevant position, light activity creation, crossing a path, proceeding west on Hope Boulevard. 5011N, handicap. 8TIP600. 8JPR429-164-7283. It's 9:59 a.m. Eight EBL671. 8EBL671 is stalking in the path, sitting in his car. And I'm showing you what is the fake sun that's directly seen over it while the entity is stalking. He is stalking as well. He or she, whatever that thing is. It's a third party. It's a demon-possessed stalker. All right. Doing so is another African-American hopping out of his car. He's still stalking in the path. Doesn't want his picture taken, very likely. Under the fake sun that is advancing north up Plum. And that's what I took a picture of, the fake sun, and I'm standing in front of a vehicle where a third party is loitering in relevant position, stalking in the path, engaging in very ominous stalking conduct. This is what the demon possessed engage in. This is what I have described as lining the path. 55418 1B, Montana. 7KMT006, BU94P26, that's paper. 8HWF923, 8HEV033. And as I had already documented before, I documented a quote-unquote new location. That is the Carl's Jr. where the State's fake son is at this time remaining over me. I have already documented what is the State stalking with its fake son remaining over the B&G Plaza, for example, or over the city of Upland, over that library, over the Molly Super, wherever it is I happen to be remaining, the Upland Unified School District, etc. But yet you have it remaining over that Carl's Jr. That's stalking with light while the people were stalking. License, 7NIB181. It is 10:01 a.m. And that is the State's fake sun that's over the Ontario Town Square, 8VKZ846. It's stalking under that fake sun that's following where I'm going. She is following as well. And you have what is the State flying over the top of the Ontario Town Square townhomes, making a sharp U-turn as I begin taking images. You can see the fake sun directly over that community. That's a venue. All right, license plate 8WOY688, 83172E3, 8TTF924, 8XBR835, SILKFLO, 7POF551, 8W72348, 8FJS698, 8LAF088, 6HFZ895, 7GKL768, 7HCX720, 8CKX233, 6LKH835, 7HDH892, and BX285 handicap. That That's a demon-possessed stalker. As is this one. License plate, that African-American BM06S44. That's a paper plate on his GMC. This is the parking lot of the City Hall. And mutually exclusive to what is the state's light source that's over Carl's Jr. in the city of Upland at campus in Foothill. 5Y36451, where it remained for a prolonged period until my exit. Remember that. 8BHL385, 7WIG756. DJD259 8JVL217. That's McCarthy providing audible activity. Demons at a construction site under the fake sun and in directed light is no form. It is POC. That's McCarthy. And the fake sun is right here over the 280 North Lemon Apartments. That's called amplified audible activity. That's McCarthy in relevant position. That's what I took an image of right now at 10:04 a.m. That's Ontario Ovid Family Community Library under the fake sun, which is right over 280 North Lemon Apartments. It is 10:05 a.m. inside of the venue, pushing her little cart. She's advancing noise while I walk inside. That's POC, and that's all that these demons are doing, stalking with noise and directed light. Directed light fills this venue. Okay. POC. All right. It is currently 4:01 p.m. And this is documentation of what is harassment by entity. And this is at State Facilitating Venue, Ontario Ovid Family Community Library, where they are monitoring through what are underage actors, first of all. And second of all, engaging in what is ongoing activity creation. The POC is underway, and they are engaging in activity creation while what is exercising hostility to what they already know is ongoing while they're monitoring on communication devices, using minions under the age of 18 to create activity, running around in directed light, stalking with activity. These are demons, all right, that are under the age of 18, monitoring in concert with the third parties that are surrounding, maintaining presence, and then engaging in what is unfounded, direct accusations of taking pictures of them while I'm holding my phone and walking around down the aisles. Free to do that, by the way. This is speaking to what is the knowledge, first of all, and the unfounded basis upon which they are, first of all, monitoring, but second of all, acting out and showing hostility. This is not only what is harassment by that entity, and this is the venue acting in concert with underage, again, but also you're speaking to what is the reality. Monitoring conduct is underway, and then harassment upon knowledge based on the fact that you are monitoring. And you have what is, the tolerance of the indignant, the threatening conduct of what are underage minions engaging in what is conduct, whereas the on the flip side, raising of their voice, engaging in hostility and approaching my person like they're going to put hands on me. That's an assault while you're monitoring, representing the government inside of this library where the state is amplifying plane engines while they are surrounding, sitting at the desk partitions, all of them monitoring, all of them demons, monitoring on communication devices. And I also want to document the ongoing pattern of what is criminal summoning at this venue after having manufactured information, all right? After having third parties who are present engaging in criminal conduct, engaging in attacking me and engaging in confrontations, and this venue has engaged in criminal summoning. Those underage minions who are engaging in criminal conduct, engaging in a demonic activity, which is terrorism, doing it in concert with the venue, are present engaging in what is harassment with knowledge based on the criminal conduct and the demented actors that they are. These are demons engaging in that brazen acts of hostility and doing so while they are conducting themselves as though they're going to physically attack me. because I'm holding my phone, which I'm going to hold my phone, and you have what is, I want to make sure I specifically cite this third party speaking to, why are you taking pictures? And this is in the library, so she's raising her voice. She is approaching as though she is representing all manner of a threat. And this is, let me be clear, this is, she looks about 12 and a half, okay? And she's got this brazen audacity and a very certain and definite accusation, knowing exactly what I'm doing on my phone while I am looking at books and holding my phone in my hand, while they are running around engaging in demonic conduct of stalking in the path in concert with the government that is monitoring. It's 4:04 p.m. and I want to document that POC. This is harassment by the entity, and they are engaging in criminal facilitation as well. And this is that act of terrorism, doing so in concert again with those that are under the age of 18. That's relevant to the prosecution and the ways in which the state engages in this criminal system with those that are under the age of 18. Now, be clear, demonic possession is separate with regard to being under the age of 18. The criminal conduct, though, and the acts of terrorism, those acts of harassment, while you are engaging in criminal conduct and based on the nature of the crime, and then you're recalling what is the audible activity coming out of their face, and doing so through those minions that are under the age of 18 as well, and then upon those acts of harassment, it is tolerated. It is that which is remedialized, swept to the side, whereas you have what is the same exact venue engaging in what is criminal summoning upon manufacturing information and situations such in order to justify, while they are monitoring the entire time, what is hostility to the documentation that they are monitoring. Okay, I want to make sure I document that. It's 4:05 p.m. And that was documentation of minions engaging in demonic activity, monitoring with communication devices, engaging, and in their alternate universe, they are creating a disturbance in doing so. And then pursuant to what is that demonic knowledge that they already have, these are demons under the age of 18, engaging in demented group conduct, and then showing that demonic hostility while they are aware of what is being documented about their group conduct on behalf of a government and on behalf of Ovid Family Community Library. It's 4:05 p.m. and that is POC. All right, this is the state stalking by aircraft over the Ontario Ovid Family Community Library. 4:26 p.m. Flying right over the entrance as I exit the venue. The state is keeping its directed light as though the sun is setting, that orange color directed light. And you've already seen what is the state's documented pattern of placing directed light inside of the venue onto the floors. All right, and then you pay attention to what is that ongoing pattern of what is invading inside of the space with what is directed light. All right, under all the structures at the Upland Village Center, inside of the stores, reaching into the, that's what the state does at the Ontario Ovid Family Community, that's what I've documented. This is POC, I'm gonna document 8UAD514, 5KHH915, 23Z0972, 8TRL259, 5CVC902, 8TNT431. That's impossible audible activity of what's supposed to be the train. I'm in the parking lot of the Ontario Ovid Family Community Library. And let me be clear, as the state flies over via aircraft, that's how you know what that is. It's audible activity. 5TQS003. Six GBD556, 8ROY394, 7608 6R2, 8FXY391, 5JVR074, 57621G3, 04104P2, stalking in the path. Simultaneous with the state sounding sirens. All right, that's a demon. 7BIC580. License 7JXU662, 7UQM322, 7CKJ489, 7TQM468, 8SDR387, that is City of Ontario 1564957, 8EAX648, 6VNM188, 7VCL315, 8CEE012, 8LWG968, 7BST155, 8YGF540, 6PGF280, 8BAB311, 5YOV598, 8Y, I think I read that one already, yeah, 6CKW199, 8MAE134, 7YTZ129. All right, so like I have stated, what the entity is engaged in, which is federal stalking, and what their condition is, demon possession, all right, engaging in absolutely demented conduct on behalf of the state. This is the state engaging in harassment inside of that venue. Know very well that I'm documenting them, not because I'm holding a phone, because they are demon-possessed stalkers who are monitoring with communication devices. Their demonic activity is centered on technology. They are in what is the venue, the state's environment. And my holding my phone in my hand, let alone, not only am I free to do that, that alone is not an indication also of what I am doing on my phone. You're talking about this confidence that you have and this indignance and this haughty attitude that this underage minion, this demon-possessed stalker, this is Satan operating over a little prepubescent punk. And understand, Satan is confident amongst other fellow demons who are sharing this animosity. This is Satan communicating that hostility through these underage minions who are raising their voice in what's supposed to be a quiet space in the library, speaking affirmatively and confidently about what they know I'm doing on my phone. Secondly, me taking pictures alone is not in any way criminal. I can take pictures of what I want. You're assuming I'm taking pictures of you, all right? Thirdly, you're talking about what is knowledge that they already have, and they're in the environment. All of them engaging in the communication of that hostility and doing so through what are underage minions who are sitting, those are demons that are running around monitoring. All right. And then they're engaging in acting on the knowledge that they have, that demonic knowledge, while they're practicing that demonic activity. The criminal elements of monitoring is the practicing of demonic activity by the state. The state is amplifying the impossible audible activity of plane activity inside of that library where those demons are running around, crossing paths while they're running, like they're having fun playing hide and seek, which is a disturbance in that quiet area of the library. First of all, second of all, you're talking about doing so pursuant to a demonic behavioral pattern. As they're playing hide and seek or running around, they're doing so as I am on my phone, on the internet, all right, engaging in activities, engaging in the demonic behavioral pattern. So this is the demonstration of demon possession by these underage actors. And they get scared because they know I start documenting, all right? And then they start this show of animosity, creating a scene, all right? So you have what is raising their voice. And understand, you're not going to assess it based on the fact that I could have stomped that little prepubescent coward, okay? This is Satan operating through a teenager. This is the reality of her condition, all of their conditions. That's not the threat that you're talking about. That's the government. That is a terrorist, all right, that has the backing of what is an entity altogether, which is monitoring, all right? That is a terrorizing threat. And you're doing so in what is the environment that is established that you are in. You're not there on your own capacity. The government is acting through the demon possessor who are over and under the age of 18, engaging in criminal conduct with it, representing it, speaking on behalf of it, harassing in concert with it, while it is intensely hostile to my documentation. And this is the same entity that engages in stealing property, that engages in kidnapping, that engages in defamation, while it is the psychopath that is monitoring and stalking and doing so in concert with underage minions. And you have what is Ontario Open Family Community Library facilitating venue 7NBJ850. Make sure I read all those. Let me make sure I read this one real quick because I want to speak to the malice. 8LOV092. First of all, this is POC, period. All right. But I want to be clear the specific agenda that these demons have. It is not different from what was criminal summoning on September 20th by the Ontario police, all of whom were monitoring under the fake sun that I captured while the demons of the city of Ontario and the fire department surrounded, creating light activities surrounding. That was all manner of a terrorizing threat under the fake sun upon criminal summoning. And this is harassment while the entity is hostile to my documentation. All right, that's what I captured on September 20th while they were creating what is an admission that was printed on paper pursuant to what is knowledge of what I am doing as far as my lawful documentation, operating in an alternate universe, all right, under what are rules that demon-possessed actors are operating by that do not apply while they are corporately engaged in criminal conduct. All right, this is the reality of what they are engaging in sexual violence, but you have what is that documentation that exists, and then what did I confirmed exactly what I said, that this entity was already, I'm sorry, not, well, the entity, but I'm specifically speaking about the actor that engaged in that criminal summoning on September 20th, where I went and I solidified his prosecution. All right. And that is when I go to Upland, when I go to Fontana, because I don't have to be inside of your venue to document you. Starbucks is done as well. Okay. You're talking about engaging that criminal summoning. And that's exactly what I did, as I went to Upland, because the actual sun is never going to be visible over the ceiling of Upland Public Library when it is day in and day out remaining over me, setting in front of, underneath, intruding inside, even at evening time upon exit, inside of the Ontario Open Family Community Library. All right, so you have what is that sure prosecution by a demon-possessed stalker who was hostile to the fact that I am documenting what is sexual violence at an egregious level. This same actor is the one that is acting through underage criminals. All right, they are criminals, and this is exactly why those under the age of 18, fully cognizant of the acts and the weight of their acts and who they are doing it to, the purposes of what they are engaging in. And you're talking about mere presence with a communication device. They know exactly what they're doing. You're talking about demonic activity. All right. And these are actors that are acting maliciously. And this is why you have what is this underage actor raising her voice. She's intentionally creating a scene. Understand, this all elements remain present, but she's intentionally creating a scene. All right. Starts yelling in the library, making a very direct accusations, and then engaging in immediately stating, oh my gosh, I need you. Well, she is the one that is engaging in threatening conduct, engaging in assault, like she's gonna hurt me. Okay, I could stomp this little girl out, but I'm maintaining my composure because I'm gonna document it, I'm gonna prosecute. All right, she's, what are you gonna do about it? While she's raising her voice and getting hostile and communicating a threat, and then in turn, while she is monitoring, creating that scene, then tells the librarian, all of whom, they're all monitoring together. Then she tells the librarian, this is the malice, okay? This is the intent. This is Satan that I'm dealing with in a teenager. And you're talking about one who was monitoring intentionally on behalf of the state. And then while she is engaging in that threatening conduct and that harassment, all right, you have what is stating that she feels unsafe because I am taking pictures, which she knows as a fact, all right? She states this affirmatively. That's the malice, all right? That is the malice that they're acting with, and it is the same malice present with regard to the ongoing criminal harassment that those minions engage in. So my documentation, those images, that's a security guard. That's Securitas creating audible activity, waiting for me to come back to the entrance and using a golf cart to create audible activity while she's in the path, waiting for me to come back from the parking lot. Let me just document that. It's 4:36 p.m. I want to be clear on that. That the creation of that scene while you're monitoring and you're monitoring the documentation, you know exactly what I'm doing, raising your voice. And then this is the thing, because that's not even logical, but this is the reality of what they're engaging in. These are demons, all right? This is what you're going to prosecute as terrorism. This harassment is relevant to the terrorism that the government is engaging in. Okay, and this is approaching every method of the demented, demon-possessed stalkers that are operating through those under the age of 18. I will prosecute them and their demon-possessed parents, okay? You have what is Ontario Open Family Community Library facilitating that criminal conduct, by the way, facilitating that terrorism. They're monitoring together. You have what is the tolerance of that harassment, of that assault, okay, by an underage little punk that feels confident because they're surrounded, they're all monitoring together. So you've got this false sense of confidence. You can even see in the pictures that I took of him, he's all looking off to the side while he's yelling like he's hard, but he's very, very, AABG443. He's very scared, but understand this is Satan operating over this kid who was speaking about and yelling about intentionally creating a scene. Okay, albeit hesitantly, but he is engaging in the elements, and he's a punk that is gathering confidence just like demons do amongst each other. They're very timid creatures. They're cowards, okay? You're talking about engaging in the psychopath conduct and then trying to flee away at the same time, and even while they try to flee, they're still creating activity, let me be clear. But they in every way try to avoid being documented. They're cowards, okay? You have what is this malice of this demon-possessed stalker. She's in blue jeans with curly hair. Her back is to my camera, but she's the one that's in starts creating raising her voice and approaching me like she's gonna do something to me if I am using my phone. I could be taking a picture of anything that I want. And why are you assuming, and this is what I'm saying, this is in their alternate universe. The target individual is going to document, period. You're going to document. You're going to prosecute. You're going to deal with how Satan operates, how the government's operating, all right, while it's engaged in criminal conduct, sexual violence, TILE5, molesting a demon, just driving around in a circle, active with 8XQK794, monitoring with a kid. You have what is that assault, that waging of that threat. That's a terrorizing threat because that's the government that's acting all bold through that little teenager. She's not there in her own right. She's acting in concert with the venue. All right. She's engaging that same state that you hear sounding sirens, sounding impossible audible activity of the train flying over my head as I exit the venue of the library is who that underage minion is monitoring with, engaging in demonic activity with. Okay, that is terrorism. All right, and you have what is the malice with which she does so, raising her voice to not only to monitor, but to create a scene. All right, this is the entity that is hostile, not only to my documentation, but to my presence, wants to create a scene. And this is the 8VWG853. This is the part that doesn't make sense, because while they're creating a scene, you have what is something that's supposed to 7MCF294, that would be the one that should be removed, the one that's creating a scene, all right? But she's intentionally creating a scene and trying to have it reflect poorly on me while she's the one raising her voice. She's the one acting like she's going to do something, and I'm standing there holding back a smile because I find it pathetic, and I could toss this little girl up, but I'm documenting a government. All right. That's why every precious word that's coming out of her mouth, I'm going to prosecute her with. And what you see in the images are you see a little chubby white boy with red hair, with boobs coming through his T-shirt. And you see the third party Allie holding him back because he's acting like he's going to do something. Well, you're going to prosecute like he actually is going to do something, because the ordinary targeted individual is reasonably terrified by that. He's not present in his own behalf. My identification of him in his true form, which is a little prepubescent bastard. He's a punk. All right. He's a coward. This is a demon-possessed stalker. He's already a freak, all right? He has very poor prospects with regard to anything substantial in life. He's already done. He's demon-possessed. He's already a criminal, okay? You're talking about his conduct, though, and that's what you're going to prosecute, because he's representing the government in the state's environment at a venue. That is terrorism. While he's holding back like he's going to do something, he's raising his voice and he's cussing at me. That's what that's documentation of, and that's what you're seeing, all right? And that is published on my website. And you have what is doing so after you have the girl that is raising her voice, making direct accusations, admitting that she knows exactly what I'm doing on my phone, but you're talking about in their universe, you actually have no grounds to actually even know what I'm doing on my phone. And what I'm doing on my phone, 8WRZ405, is not only legal, I can take a picture of whatever I want. Why are you assuming that it is about you? Okay? And you are automatically indignant. You are creating a scene. You are communicating a threat. All right? She was even communicating a threat even in her own physical capacity. And now understand, I could hurt this little girl. But my point is, you're communicating a threat like you're about to do something to me. Okay? What is your point? Where are you coming from with that? All right? You're going to analyze that. That's the state that's talking. That is the state that is confident, surrounded by other demons. But let me be clear, these are demons that are very scared because those demons knew that I documented them, even though on the outset, right, on the surface, you have no reason to actually know that, but for the fact that you're documenting. And I've already established this. There's a pattern of those admissions by the entity that is no doubt monitoring. That is why the fake sun is captured over here at 280 upon my entrance at this venue. I've documented the state's directed light. The state is amplifying audible activity. These demons are stalking with audible, the same demonic behavioral pattern underway. What they are doing and what they know while they're doing it is already established. License 7KZZ403. And that was facilitation. And this is, again, this is why it's so relevant. You have this demon that engages in the creation of the scene while she's monitoring. It's ongoing POC, but it is with malice, stating then after she's raising her voice and communicating threat, like she's going to do something to me. You're talking about then immediately telling the librarian, I don't feel safe. That's malice. Okay. That's the same malice that they're all acting with. I don't feel safe with her while she is the one that is raising her voice, acting like she's going to make a move on me. Okay? And in other words, I dare you. But anyway, you have what is that brazen conduct, and then it's in direct conflict with the way that you're conducting yourself. You don't feel safe, but you're acting like you're about to physically attack me right now. So where does that come from? It's all audible activity, first of all. This is my just breaking down common sense. And second of all, you have what is the ongoing knowledge of what they're doing. This is a demon. These are demons that I encountered, and they are under the age of 18. And the relevant context is that is criminal facilitation by the Ovid Family Community Library, monitoring, engaging in criminal conduct, in other words, and terrorism with those who are under the age of 18. All right. The delinquency of minors, engaging in terrorism with minors, holding hands with them, creating activity in relevant position in the state's environment with them. All right. And you have what is harassment, where they have manufactured information, made up information, use what they already know, the fact that I'm documenting their criminal conduct, as a means whereby they sought to have me removed. And that was criminal defamation and harassment while they're monitoring. okay? While doing so under the fake sun, I documented all of that, and I continue to document that, all right? That is POC. It's 4:43 p.m. Let me get these demons. The one that I already captured driving in a circle, he's now stalking with light, sitting right here in relevant position with triple A. I don't know who this is, but I'm gonna get these demons over here. Ontario Town Square is monitoring. Wells Fargo is monitoring. These demons walking around on the cameras with their communication devices while the state, while they are surrounding via third parties with light activity, they're monitoring. All right, this this heifer with a plaid shirt on and knee-high suede color light brown boots, she's walking around with her communication device. She's monitoring while they're creating flashing lights. TILE5, AYIK491, 50419V1, 85GUD901. All right, and this is what I mean. They're monitoring. This is what I'm saying. This is how that prosecution is going to go. 6UCZ320, 6AYH493, VEGAN99, 6V18299. That's the state hovering right over as I start walking to get the license plates. Those demons were monitoring, and that was harassment by entity, and I'm going to prosecute for that. VQPENZI, 8PDV137. 8SVK413, 6UES499, and by the 489, excuse me. And by the way, you have what is the state amplifying plane activity inside of the library, which is impossible audible activity. 7MRW351, a demon. She's monitoring, she's stalking. 7TKY773, 6ZVF909. Wells Fargo at 240 North Euclid Avenue is monitoring. 5WDL898, RODR113, 8GYD507, 7YDS467. 6UES489. All right, this is airport mobile towing. That's the one that I wrote. The license plate that I read, creating light activity in perfect alignment with the entrance of the library, stalking and creating facilitating activity. The demons of Wells Fargo, the demons of the 280 North Lemon Apartments, of the Ontario Open Family Community Library, of the Ontario Town Square, who are walking around, driving around, loitering around, are monitoring to this facilitating light. Okay. All right, I did capture what is light activity creation, and the state is hovering over, that is patrolling directly over the same location where it is hovering with its light source, as I showed you upon my entrance. This is the state's point of focus with regard to its hovering in airplanes. And by the way, like I stated, the state is amplifying the sound of plane engines inside of the library. All right, while I'm inside, while the demons are surrounding a relevant position, which is what I was capturing in images, while they are surrounding, and you have what is the use of those underage minions to communicate that hostility to what they all know, the fact that I'm documenting them. All right, so they use the underage ones to communicate that hostility, and that's what that was about. I just want to give you context, so this is how demons conduct themselves. But anyway, that is POC. It's 4:47 p.m. And it is the same with regard to the sexual violence. You have what are the demon possessed engaging in that stalking in the path conduct with it. It's indiscriminate with regard to your age. They're engaging in sexual violence together, those under over and under the age of 18, engaging in monitoring, stalking in that bathroom, in that private space, in the concert with those who are over and under the age of 18, doing so as a venue, doing so as facilitators, those who are parents. That's exactly what I documented at this venue, by the way, right? With knowledge of what you're documenting. It is 4:48 p.m. That's called audible activity. They're in directed light. It's POC.
6SFG627-7WEL583. 8EOJ275-5CGH225-EM1978J. This is the 99 cent store, which is inside of the plaza anchored by Gold Gym in Montclair. Just documenting those that are coming into the path for what is molestation. All right, that's a terrorizing threat. That's a sexually violent threat. They're predators that are wanting to touch you with light.
All of them?
7:16 p.m. 7ENZ161. 7RSG954 is molesting. 4SUA679BS55J10, that's paper. I am inside of the Ontario Plaza that is anchored by El Super, 6NNJ207. Eight BHA812, 6CAT621. It's 7:32 p.m. 4SUA679 already documented her. Now she's sitting in her car monitoring while the state flies over and that other third party molests with light. MEDAL8BHA812, 8EXT475, 8WZN841, 8WXJ273, and this one's sitting over in his car. That is 7UQT765. That's a female. This is license 8VPL514. It is 7:50 p.m. That is a state engaging in that ambush-like conduct, just like as I exit flying over by helicopter, as I exit hovering in an airplane and being molested. That's the conduct of the sex offender that is stalking. That's the people and the state together. It's POC. All right, I just want to document 9:22 p.m. I am inside of the vehicle belonging to third-party Tracy Banks. And this vehicle is parked in front of third-party facilitating venue located at 630 North Fern. And the state is literally engaging in the demented pattern of conduct of just consistently and repeatedly, ceaselessly aiming, flashing directed light, moving directed light all around inside of the vehicle. And again, as the vehicle is parked on Fern facing north, the demons that are driving by, driving both north and south on Fern, that is crossing path on the driver's side of the vehicle. The state is aiming light through the passenger side of the window, moving it upward, that mirror-like conduct with light, doing this on the passenger side window, moving light across my breast, moving it across my arms, creeping while it is also reviewing what I'm looking at on my phone. The demons at their venues, using the lights inside of their venues, for example, 325 West G Street, turning their lights on and off while a demon at the same time then drives by while the state is aiming, then aims directed light across my body, across my person, and inside of the car. This is ongoing demonic activity, and this is a sex offender that is repeatedly engaging in molestation, repeatedly stalking and driving by, while that which is totally disconnected conduct of molestation with directed light unnaturally occurring, and engaging in a sexual molestation through that unnaturally occurring light, while demons surrounding, engaging in stalking, and very much aware, engaging in stalking with light altogether inside of their venues, inside of the car, aiming it inside of the car, aiming it onto my person while they are stalking in the path driving by. All right, those are sex offenders that are engaging in that. And literally just taking turns engaging in molestation. That's the people of the state, okay? And that is the ongoing documentation also as I continue to publish and combine all of my documentation together. And as of late, if you've been paying attention, today I published May 1st, May 2nd, and May 3rd of 2021. And you are continuously becoming acquainted with that demon-possessed entity. That is the people of the state, the sex offender, all right? The one that engages in physical violence, the thief, all right? The kidnapper, that is the people of the state, all right? These are the demon-possessed, and they are sick, engaging in this sexual violence on the run. And this is ability to prosecute that sex offender, that third-party group stalker that is the vicarious actor on behalf of the government that is a sex offender. This is the state of California engaging in that absolute sick, demented conduct of just targeting an American citizen, just aiming light in the middle of the night, just staying up listening. This is somebody that as is a psychopath. This is an entity, though. And these are those that are worthy of straitjackets. And they are literally, as I'm describing the pattern of conduct, I am describing those who are worthy of a not only a fierce prosecution, but literal serious examination and restraint. All right. These are dangers to the public. And that's literally the condition of those in the state of California, as they are literally taking turns engaging in sexual violence while they're stalking in concert with the government. It is 9:25 p.m. And that's the sex offender that's stalking at 630 North Fern. In the incredible manner of airplanes, engaging in sexual violence with the people of the state. All right. That's POC.